This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Carrie from Tosa says, E.T. seemed like another game changer. Yeah, hard to argue with E.T. or Close Encounters. His alien, he did great alien work, Spielberg. That's a great one, though, Carrie, and certainly a big-time moneymaker. Welcome back. We have James Maloff here from WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, part of the Civic Media team and host of the morning show there, as well as several other shows. He's a very hardworking guy, and he's taking time out with us to be on Nightlight tonight, which is exciting. James, I noticed, first of all, let's do this. You mentioned your acting influences. Was there anyone in radio you thought, oh, I want to sound like that, or I want to have that kind of show, or anyone who influenced you?
I'm one of those stories that starts, I shouldn't be here. I never thought I'd be in radio. I grew up listening to lots and lots of radio, and did a lot of traveling growing up. So a lot of it with my papa, my grandfather, and he listened to Paul Harvey a lot. And I really liked his voice, his tone, his pace.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed his storytelling. I would say that would definitely be an influence, but otherwise a lot of the sports guys in at the Score in Chicago, and so many of the local radio guys in this area here that I really would listen to when I first moved to Wisconsin, and central Wisconsin in particular. I was like a lot of struggling actors, you know, bouncing from jobs. And my mother saw a article in the newspaper that our local classic rock station was looking for a DJ. The only requirement was a resume and a cassette tape. Well, I didn't have it. One of the few times in my life I didn't have a tape player. So I gave them a VHS tape of a bunch of sketches that I did in high school just for something.
Oh, funny.
The program director at the time, Jim Ross Panama, he brings me in and he tells me right away, he's like, I had to meet the guy that that sent in as a resume VHS tape for radio. They gave me a kind of a window, like I'll have a couple months to get my feet wet, maybe find work somewhere else. They ended up hiring two of us. The other guy didn't make it. And here I am, you know, 22 years later.
Like, so is that what brought you to Wisconsin from Illinois?
No, I was a knucklehead as a kid.
Okay.
So I got sent up here to live with my grandparents for a while and get out of the city.
Oh.
And went back and forth for a little while. And then just I went to high school out here and kind of had, friends, and my family started moving up this way a little bit more. So just ended up spending more and more time here.
That's great. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, first of all, before we go back, I want to ask you I have a couple Christmas movie questions for you, but also you're in SAG, I noticed. I don't know if I saw that on LinkedIn or Facebook, but we're both in SAG. I used to be adamantly like I would never do a job outside of SAG, or I'm also in the Writers Guild. Never. I would never take a job. But when you don't work for a while, and what I'm wondering is, would you take a job? And I'm getting you to admit this on radio.
Yeah. Thank you.
Would you take a job that's not
great to be here.
It's not a SAG job? Because I'll be honest, I think I would, and I don't think that the union would care that much. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm kind of under their radar. And I feel like if I saw a really cool part, and I've done this. I did a movie 2 years ago was the last time I did one, and it was a SAG thing, but I told myself I'd be here even if this wasn't SAG because it's a cool role. What would you do?
I couldn't do it.
Good for you.
I'll say that only because, again, and I'm not saying I'm any different than anybody else who wants to do this. I don't mean it in that way, but I only know one speed. And for me, it's all or nothing. And I got into this to get to that level. I don't care about, fame or having your name ahead of a title or anything like that. but I do care about getting better at this. And the only way for me to get better is to work with great actors.
Right.
And they're all in film. They're all in TV. So to get to that level, I got to play the game.
And right.
For me, I'm, especially with my family and the way our luck can be, it would be my luck that I go this far, I get this much, and I do one thing. I do one like commercial or something and get, you know, blackmailed or blackballed or something like that. I admit that that's a little bit of a part of what I'm saying. It's not all integrity that I'm saying this for or anything. Right. But I would never tell another actor not to. And I would never, you know, begrudge anybody for it. I wouldn't judge it. I completely get it. And I really understand what it's like to see a role and want it. I'm going through it right now. I miss working. Like I joke all the time that right now with all the high schools and schools we have around here to our local theater teachers and everything, if they need like the third tree on the left, just somebody to stand up, like I'll do it right now. Right. I just want to act. I miss acting.
It's funny, and let me be clear. I would take a role if I really loved it, if it was in an indie film here in Wisconsin. But if I got caught, I would fully accept the ramifications. I've dealt with SAG as on the other side, and they're tough. So I'm a union guy through and through, but I have to admit, one of my shortcomings, I probably would take a role. And if I got caught, I would just own up to it.
Right, right.
But so let me ask you this. Do you have any favorite Christmas movies, James?
I there's some that I like. I'm a fan of a lot of the classics, and I do like Elf and some of the modern classics. Christmas Vacation, is a classic to me. A Nightmare Before Christmas is one of my all-time favorites. I watch it for Halloween and Christmas.
A lot of people use that. Yeah, they like that. That's, I haven't seen it.
Charlie Brown Christmas. Like, I gotta have it. That one I've gotta have. That is a must. I would say that if I had to choose between hearing a certain Christmas song or watching that, it's a no-brainer. I'm taking that every day. I gotta see
that's
that
a great
Christmas
answer.
Tree. I gotta see the still dancing.
The music. It's fantastic.
Yes, all the music, yeah.
That's a great one.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have
I would have to say probably It's a Wonderful Life when it comes to movies. But when I was a kid, I watched all the Kris Kringle, Put One Foot in Front of the that was great. Charlie Brown was a staple every year. Absolutely love it. Love Vince Guaraldi and the music. So
It's a Wonderful Life helped me completely understand Jimmy Stewart's life and career a lot better. My Nana, my Papa were big fans of his. I didn't feel like I quite got it. I understood he was good, but I didn't quite get it. I got the chance to play George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, nice.
I went back and watched it afterwards, and just really the layers that guy had and the depth that he had. I love, my favorite of his is still The Shootist. I really do. My mom is a big John Wayne guy. So I like that a lot, but his work, and especially that run he had there where it's just almost like boom, 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 just amazing work after amazing work.
He's great. And I will say, I didn't see It's a Wonderful Life until I was in my early 20s. And my wife was like, a girlfriend at the time said, I insist you watch this. You have to see it. I'm like, you're right. I don't know why I haven't. And the scene where he feels like his world is falling apart and he's hugging his daughter and his face is just like, I just started bawling. I could not believe how much that film affected me and made you take notice of your life and what brought you to this place. It's so great. Hey, we got to do this again, buddy. This was fun. I appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Let's circle back soon and talk some more movies and radio. Love it, bud.
Sounds good. Have a great night, man.
You too. All right. That's James Maloff. If you are in central Wisconsin, check out everything they do at WFHR, I'm sorry, award-winning station. They won a slew of awards. They do great work there. If you are in the area, definitely turn on your radio and listen to what they're doing because it's great stuff. Radio for Pets will be here in a few minutes. Con, what do we do here? I got to play a clip. I feel like do we have a quick one?
The True Romance one.
Oh, this is Brad Pitt on his birthday. Let's do that. It's Brad Pitt's birthday today. I don't even know if he was credited, but he was in True Romance as a stoner. And the bad guys, I think James Gandolfini, shows up looking for Christian Slater and finds his roommate, who is Brad Pitt, and he's just stoned out of his mind.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You Dick?
No.
Dick Ritchie?
No, he's not here right now. You live here?
Yes, I do.
You're sort of roommates?
Exactly, roommates.
Yeah, well, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for a friend of mine. Clarence Worley from Detroit. He's traveling with a real pretty girl named Alabama.
Oh, yeah, man, I know him. They've been by here.
You seen them?
Mm-hmm.
They staying here?
No, they're staying at the Safari Motor Motel Inn. Safari Motel.
Safari Motel?
Yeah.
How do you know that? I mean, have you been over there?
No. Well, they were here, and they said that they were going to go there. Then they went.
Yeah?
Yeah, Safari Motel.
Safari Motel.
Uh-huh. Hey, you want to watch some TV or something? They might be back here.
No, no, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you take care. I might be back.
Yeah. Okay, be cool. Condescending me, man. Kill you, man.
That is my favorite. It's like 2 minutes, but it's like my favorite Brad Pitt role. Happy birthday, Brad Pitt. All right. Radio for Pets is coming up next, folks. They will be here in studio just like they were a few months ago. We had so much fun. We had to invite them back. They're here. We're going to cut out just a minute early here so they can get set up. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, so it's Keith Richards' birthday. He's like 81. He's had like 50 blood transfusions. The guy just keeps ticking. He wrote that intro for Satisfaction, which I think is so great, on the guitar, and it's a great lead-in for my next guest. They are here. They've been here a few. They were here a few months ago. Rock the place. So much fun to talk about. They're a local punk band called Radio for Pets. Sam Wargula, Rick Coogley, and Billy Block are here in the studio. Guys, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you,
so
Pete?
Good. It's so good to have you guys back here. Thanks for doing this. I know, who lives in Green Bay?
Me.
Billy, just you?
Just me.
Okay.
Oh, and Adam.
Yeah, our bass player also lives here, but he's not with us.
We don't know where he is.
No.
I hope he's okay.
He's very sneaky.
His stage presence is the same as his on-air presence.
Non-existent?
He's there.
Okay. Yeah.
We think.
And Rick, where are you from?
I live in Appleton.
Okay, so that's pretty close. But is it difficult when? Because I know Sam lives up close to me, in the Marinette area. And are you from there originally?
Originally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have no idea how cool I think it is that there's a punk band primarily from Marinette, Wisconsin. Because I don't associate Marinette with punk music.
Sure.
And Adam's from Peshtigo.
See, that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you make of that? It's all country, classic rock up there. How did you guys find punk?
I really think it's a age range kind of thing. All of my peers in high school, especially when I was going to high school, you know, you had bands like Blink-182, Taking Back Sunday, them kind of having like radio hits, you know what I mean? Like top 100, like pop hits, Green Day, that sort of thing. So I think my generation just kind of almost the same as like the Gen Xers with grunge before us. We all just kind of grew up with more rock music than anything else.
Yeah, when we were going through high school, like Bill and I are about the same age. Actually, we're like 2 months apart. There was countless high schooler only bands. Like Krivitz had a battle of the bands where you had to have a member in high school to attend. And now I work a lot with kids still, and none of them. There's not a single band at all. And there was a venue that it would only be for like young underage. There's one underage venue in the area. It was in Menominee. It's since burned down. And that's where all of the shows were. Because you can't play bar gigs when you're 16, 17. So you would always continually play this one place that was terrible. But it was filled. There was tons of local bands. And Bill and I both can talk novels about all the history of these bands and who was in them and where they're at now and how many kids they have now. And
I had no idea there was that much history there in that area for local bands. Did you guys go to Marinette High School or Menominee?
I was Menominee.
Okay.
I was Marinette.
Okay. Marinette, Sam.
Yeah, 09.
You're a Marine.
Yes,
no
sir.
Kidding.
Yeah, loud and proud.
This is exciting. All right. So, hey, can we get, we have to do a break in about, I don't know why I had you guys on at 7:20. That's my bad. But we have to do a break in about 5 minutes. Can we squeeze a song in before we go to break?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys, whatever you want to play, Radio for Pets is in the studio. They're one of my new favorite bands. Love these guys. They are here, and they're going to rock out right now with, what are we going to hear?
This song is called About Nothing.
About Nothing.
You can find it anywhere music is online. Look us up. It's on our EP, One Hitter Wonder. We'll take it away.
I guarantee you will like this song, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Don't know what's in this drink. Some random guy just handed it to me. But I assume it's made of rocket fuel from the way my heart's been beating, beating, beating since you looked at me. I'm leaving soon, and you can tag along if you like. How do you feel about stargazing on the roof of my van? We can just sit and talk about nothing. Feels like floating down freeways, exploring back roads in cornfields while watching your hair blowing. We stop at nowhere, feels like we both belong here. I'm rarely shy or nervous, but my shaking hands both feel useless. You lay your head on my chest, list the reasons that your life's a mess. Well, so is mine. I hold you close as you start to shake. It's early spring, but I can see your breath. Screw these Wisconsin nights. Ooh. swim through purple skies with fireflies and all the cliches that come to mind. Let's both stay here tonight, forget our lives outside of this. My head's swimming in cheap beer, but it'd be pretty rad if we could just sleep here. We'll be right back with more Radio for Pets. Awesome, guys. We're coming right back after the news. This is Peach Baba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back. It's not too late to answer our question tonight. What is your favorite Steven Spielberg movie? It is Steven Spielberg's birthday. We've had a lot of great answers so far. We will continue to read them throughout the night. But right now, we are hanging out with, I would say, Conrad, would you say that Radio for Pets is, let's just say, one of our favorite bands here at Nightlight?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great to have them. These guys are in the studio. Rick Coogley, Sam Wargula, and Billy Block are here performing. You guys just did a really cool song called About Nothing. I love that song. But you're a punk band, but I know you're biting the bullet and coming here just to play acoustic, just to be here. I appreciate that a lot. Next time you're here, we'll figure out a way to plug you guys in. But is it hard doing that, going acoustic? Because it sounds great. I love the combo of the electric guitar of Rick and Sam on the acoustic. That's a really great sound.
It's a struggle.
Is it?
A little bit.
Doesn't sound like it.
Translating some of the stuff, because you can't like do certain things on the guitar electric-wise that you can, or vice versa. You can't do them on acoustic as you could on the electric. Like that song is a lot of this, and it's not the same kind of deal.
Okay.
Yeah, and timing. Yeah. Timing is rough.
It sounded awesome. Mostly,
yeah, I find myself while we were playing, like watching Rick's foot tap and making
Sam,
sure I'm
tapping. I was watching your foot tap.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like counting money when someone starts naming numbers and you get lost.
Yeah, last time we played, Bill had a tambourine, so that helped a lot. But okay. This time you didn't bring it, so shame on you.
So who write, Bill? You write the lyrics, Bill, mostly?
Yeah. Usually I write the lyrics and then kind of like the baseline of what his parts are. Like I kind of make the initial structure, like the choruses, the verses, and then they make it actually interesting to play on guitar, because my guitar skill is like mediocre and intermediate, you know.
Yeah, well, you got good guys behind you. You don't have to really probably go there.
I barely need to think when they're around. It's great. Yeah.
So who writes the music? You get the lyrics done, then you take it to these guys, and they build sort of a
The composition usually it's very collaborative. Again, not like a hard and fast, like this is how we do it every time. Because sometimes I will go nuts and write a symphony and then be like, we have to put this in a song, guys. And they look at me like I'm crazy.
I think most of the time it's Bill starting off with like an acoustic version, basically.
Okay.
And then we electrify it. And then here we are going back to
acoustic. Yeah.
So you guys have a date coming up in Appleton. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are playing January 4th at a venue in Appleton called the Study Hall. It's honestly one of my favorite. It's this like nice, cozy little hole in the wall place. I think it's in like a strip mall. It's like a strip mall.
Yeah, next to a Little Caesar. Yeah.
But like the crowds there are always so warm and welcoming, and the lady who owns the place is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
they treat us really well last time. I was impressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
They bring over Little Caesar's pizza between sets.
That'd be nice. Actually, one of the few shows, if not the only show, I think I've played with Radio for Pets, where there's been a tip jar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, which has nice. Been, and that actually made a good amount of money too. That was surprising.
So, all right. So you said you're kind of an introvert a little bit, or not introvert, but you like your homebody, whatever. How are you at live gigs? Like, do you throw yourself into it when you're here? I imagine it's the same thing when you're live. You just must really get into it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I am mostly a shut-in unless my band is playing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Like, I shows and concerts have always kind of been my main social outlet. Otherwise, I'm
Don't let them undersell you. It's like people will come to our shows because, like, yeah, the music's good, but like we know we're selling Bill on stage.
All
like,
right.
His shirt rarely stays on. I've seen him roll around on the ground in what I'm pretty sure was mild spit.
Yeah.
Like that was
it. Now that sounds like punk rock.
Yeah, that was at that Green Bay Festival just a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen Bill show up to a gig, go, I got an hour of sleep last night and I feel sick and horrible, and then just gets on stage.
Yeah. By far the most energy out of any of us, easily. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I do my, you know, I see my job primarily like beyond just the arts, you know, I am an entertainer.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I want to put on a show, because if I with my live performances, I'm I do like to, you know, do a good job with the singing and the parts, but like no one is, it's not like listening to a CD where you have someone like picking, like really listening and picking a part at a live show. You know, you get to bring so much more to the table than just the music, and that's like my favorite part about it.
That's so cool. What do you guys want to play next?
Running. You're tuned for Running. Okay. Yeah. The song is called Running is for the Birds. And it is,
you good for it?
I'm pretty sure I remember how to play it.
Sorry. I saw a little fear to my left.
All right. Radio for pets.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Running is for the birds.
I got it.
Ready?
Crush my skull against the pavement, let my brain ooze out, and show every passerby everything I think about. Painting pretty pictures out of red and gray, swirling into sentences I'm not sure how to say. Summer's been too long already, think I need a break. Every day I'm piling on more and more mistakes. I drink too much, I smoke too much, I'm losing all my friends. I'm not sure how this started, but I'm pretty sure I know how this ends. I wanna show you something I'm not sure you'll understand. All the voices in my head are making strange demands. They say, paint a piece of modern art using only words. Really hope the crowd is made of sweaty English nerds who tear apart my sentences and maybe comprehend all the subtle warning signs and run and tell my friends. But I'm not sure they're capable, so take me at my word. They'll just say, take it easy, man. Running is for the birds. Running is for the birds. Running is for the birds. We're all just, I'm blanking so hard.
One more time. Here we go.
He's got it.
We're all just petty little things clawing towards the top, tripping over corpses of those who didn't know when to stop. But poetry is all I have, so I'll force my creaking bones for a single chance to sit atop the throne, so I don't die unknown. So So everyone who's here has finally heard my little plea. All exchanging theories on my cracking sanity. Well, a cozy little padded room is maybe all I need. Instead, I have a stage and all of you to agree. Something's very wrong with Bill. He should really get some help. Well, assuming it'd be too awkward to walk up and ask yourself, hide behind the fog machines, the blinding lights and such. Guard my tongue a little better, cause I might have said too much. I might have said too much. I might have spoken too.
Great job. That was fun.
Whoopsie.
It's tough when you actually have to like sing it like that. That's the thing. It throws you off.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like this setting makes me have to like think about it more because half of that song is just like I'm kind of yelling. I'm not like I'm still hitting notes and stuff, but it's a lot more a little bit more anger in it, okay. I think. Yeah.
And like so much, especially these older songs that we've kind of done, like we don't really practice them. Like they just, we're at the point where it's like, I don't know how they go until we start. And then my fingers just go to the right spot. It's like, okay, I just trust every time. It's like, yeah, it'll be fine.
So you have a new album coming out. How many albums have you put out?
None.
Okay, this so it's just files, just songs.
Yeah, well, we have, so we have one single and then a four-song EP that we put together 2 years ago now, three years ago.
I was there.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the band yet.
It's been out for about two, yeah.
Two years. Yeah, so we're hopefully... as long as the drummer hunt goes okay. We're going to be in the studio by March and have an album out sometime this summer.
That's exciting. So how do you go about finding a new drummer? Other than saying it on this show and hope people are listening, I'm sure you guys have connections. And
well, yes. Actually, you at home, if you're interested, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And there is a post there with some information about what we're looking for. And, you know, send us a message. These days, that's really it. Putting up, like, flyers at the local college, like, music department, music stores, that sort of stuff. Yeah. It's still very, like, outside of social media being involved as well.
Yeah.
It's still just the classic, like, here's my phone number, rip it off, and send me a text message,
That's how I auditioned, I think, was a Facebook post.
Yeah.
I saw. And I was like, oh, I know these guys. Let me just jump on in and easy fit.
So I'm just curious, how does a drum, let's say you have like three guys that answer an ad. Do you play with them or do you just have them come in and start wailing? Like, what's that process like?
I think, again, to each kind of band has their own sort of thing, but I have a pretty, strict is the wrong word, but just an audition process. So like I'm sending anyone who wants to audition the same basically three tracks.
Okay.
And saying like one of them is one of our old ones where I'm just like, I want to hear you like just learn it as is because that one is written already. A cover song, just, you know, because we play those every once in a while. And then we're also sending one of our unreleased demos with no drums on it and just saying, I want to hear what you come up with.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
I want to get a sense for like your style.
Yeah. Because the recording, it is going to require, probably three to five songs that need drum parts written. Like we know basically what it's going to sound like, but a drummer is going to be able to write what they want to do with those songs.
Yes.
Okay. Which will then we'll have to reinterpret the whole song after they come up with their part because we might subtly change things once the rhythm gets set.
Is it true? Like I have a friend who is, fairly accomplished. Pardon me. And he told me that the drummer drives the band or drives a song, like the drum beat. Is that where it starts?
Yeah. Like the rhythm, I think the rhythm section in general, I think the drum and the bass, kind of set the foundation for everything. Cause I mean like, the rhythm of the entire song needs to follow kind of like, you know, what the drummer's doing.
Yeah.
Otherwise it sounds like a mess.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Radio for Pets is here. It's, Rick Coogley, Sam Wargula, and Billy Block. They are playing at in Appleton on January 4th at the Study Hall. Sounds like a very boring venue, but I'm sure that will change when Radio for Pets takes the stage. Hopefully you guys will play one more after we do a short break here.
Oh, absolutely.
We got a few more minutes when we come back from the break, but I want to read this text before I forget. Craig on the stream says, while it was butchered by fans and critics alike, I really enjoyed 1941 when it first came out. It was supposed to be the first of a trilogy that never got done. Probably not my favorite, though. 1941 is underrated. I'm with you, Craig. And then Todd Michaels says, I have that t-shirt. Con, we missed. What were we talking about?
I think he was talking about James, his shirt.
Oh, he had the same t-shirt as James Maloff?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? I didn't notice.
It was a, I think it was a Wisconsin, like, kind of radio shirt.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Thanks you. Thank you, Todd, for keeping us abreast of your wardrobe. T-shirt full of closet full of t-shirts. I'm impressed that Todd noticed that t-shirt. That's so cool. All right, Radio for Pets is here. They're going to do another song when we come back tomorrow night on the show. Doctors in Recital will be here in the studio, and podcaster extraordinaire and comedian Jimmy Pardo will be making the popcorn pick of the week tomorrow night at 6:35. Another great night here at Nightlight. Right now, we're going to do a very short break and come back with another tune from Radio for Pets in the studio on Wednesday night here at Nightlight with Peach Wamba.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. We have a few more minutes left. We got Radio for Pets, Rick Coogley, Sam Wargula, and Billy Block in the studio helping me close down the show here tonight with some really kick-butt music. And I'm trying to think. God, I have so many questions for you guys, and I don't know where. We just have a few minutes left. Tell me what, okay, on your website or your Facebook page, it says, the band your dog told you about and your cat describes as so tight it's barely even punk anymore. Tell me what that statement means. I love it, but I don't understand it. It's like a Sondheim play.
So that's kind of a reference to, I think, in like the punk community especially, there's a lot of like, what's the word I'm looking for? The energy is usually like, it doesn't really matter if you're playing good as long as you're loud and emotional, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I make sure that we're loud, emotional, and also just the... Yeah. Absolute tightest band that we can be. I love, like, I want to make sure the band behind me, because I'm so all over the place all the time. I really want to make sure the band behind me is like playing absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Great answer. You got one more tune in you, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. This song is probably one of the longer ones off of our new
We've got about four and a half minutes. Can we make it work?
Oh yeah, it'll fit.
Fantastic. Squeeze her in. Squeeze All right. Her in. What is this song called?
This song is called Entropy Like a Mother Beeper.
As long as we say beeper, I think we're okay. It's live radio. Conrad, be ready.
All right. You want to count this one in or?
Here we go.
Pour one out for my dead friends. They aren't actually dead, we just don't quite talk anymore. It's not anything they've done, I'm just not sure I like who they've become. Middle school memories, getting high in bedrooms and basements, doing things I still regret. We were just too young to know better. I'm scared to let go of who I used to be, but I think I'm losing everyone I love because I'm insecure and I'm not the person they expect, but they're just too wrapped up in me to really notice. I know you have faith in me that maybe someday I don't know. get on my meds and try. I could be a better friend. I could finally grow up and be everything you think I'm not. Everything my family said I could be. And maybe I'll surprise you when I take the blame for things I do, instead of blaming all of it on you. Maybe if I try, everyone will see me for the things I could be. I need to let go of who I used to be, 'cause I'm scared of losing everyone I love, because I'm insecure that I'm not the person they expect. They're just too wrapped up in me to really notice. I know
we have faith in you.
Shut up.
And maybe someday you might.
Shut up. I don't know if I can grow. Just for now, I'll stay out late, come home drunk.
Nice replacement words.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't think about it until
no one would
you
know.
Say complicate at the end?
Yeah. I had to think of the right amount of syllables.
That was good. That was great. Radio for Pets, live here on Nightlight tonight. Do you guys have, we have about a minute. Conrad, about a minute? Okay. Who are your influences musically?
Personally, bands that I keep coming back to are probably like The Cure.
Oh,
Bauhaus, the Dresden Dolls, Say Anything. That one comes up a lot because everyone says I sound like the guy from the band Say Anything a lot.
What about the Femmes?
Violent Femmes.
Were you fans of them?
Oh, man. I think that's one of those. I know like their radio hits, and that's basically. Yeah. I did see them in concert here when they came through, oh, my God, like 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. It was a fantastic show. They had the biggest, like, tuba, I think, I've ever. They came out with this brass instrument that was just excellent. Like 8 feet taller than the guy playing it.
You guys are great. Thank you for coming in. Next time we will try. Conrad, can we get them plugged in next time? Do you think we can handle that?
I'm not sure. We'll see.
Spoken like a. I don't know.
I think that means if you pay him better.
Conrad can make. He's a guy. I found this. He likes to lower expectations, but then he's going to make it happen.
That's
so he exceeds expectations. Right? Would you say that's accurate? Okay. All right. Radio for Pets. Thanks a lot, you guys. We'll hopefully do it again soon. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
Bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.